Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you'd known for a decade, even CNN reported it, that Chicken McNuggets had silicone in it. Look how good it is for women when it leaks out of breast implants. What's wrong with autoimmune disorders? Kidney problems. Well, the health ranger has gone out and had labs test it, and now it's got some type of weird fibers in it they can't even identify. So we're going to be getting him on to talk about that. Remember the whole pink slime situation? I think it's all good for you, actually. I think he's an extremist. Just giving fair and balanced coverage here. He's going to be popping in at the bottom of the next hour. Coming up after I cover some of the news, we're going to get Kevin Booth on, the amazing filmmaker. If you go to Infowars.com, you can see monster banners on the sides advertising the fact that we are the exclusive distributor of American Drug War II. We're going to be playing some video clips. Did Kevin send you the exclusive clips to play? Oh, fantastic. So that's coming up as well. I haven't gotten into our big news yet. And I really need to get into our top stories here today. FBI admits it had documents of Michael Hastings. I knew this a few days ago, but wasn't allowed to report it till now. They've got the four-year documents coming out today. Watson has the exclusive on that. Also, of course, they lied and said they weren't. Of course, I mean, they visited his house, but they lied and said they didn't. But if you talk bad about it, your car will blow up, too. Or they'll just come to your house and interrogate you and shoot you in the top of the head. U.S. Army buys nearly 600,000 Soviet AK-47 magazines, try to drop the supply. Houston deputy sues women, a woman who dialed 911. Ron Paul dismantles corporate boondoggle known as Obamacare. Very important report I really need to get to. Assange says Rand Paul libertarians only hope for future of America. He also says Matt Drudge is essential for breaking media censorship and is the model of a non-state run media. Didn't say it any better. That is veritas, spoken true. You say it, Assange. It's true. NSA funds new top secret $60 million data lab. Egypt is ascending into civil war, but don't expect Obama to cancel his golf vacation. And that's just some of the reports up on Infowars.com. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.com. And you can follow us at Real Alex Jones on Twitter as well. But the first thing I want to get to when we come back is the whole divide and conquer situation. Because I've barely mentioned this. And they had a lot of publications that I won't mention to some of them. We mention them, they get more traffic than they get in a week if we don't. You know, saying I'm anti-transgender. No, that's not on my radar screen. I'm not anti anybody that doesn't hurt innocent people. You understand that? I'm not anti anybody that minds their own business and doesn't try to run my life. See, they call it bigoted and hateful if you don't adopt the lifestyles and ideas and, you know, lollipop guild weirdnesses of the authoritarian, mentally ill left that really, by and large, are just a bunch of crazy control freaks that know that if they can get away with wild things, they can get away with anything. So I'm going to explain that when we come back. Because California, you know, passed this a few days ago. Jerry Brown Moonbeam signed it, and I read the bill. Finally, yesterday, I'd seen articles, and I was like, excuse me? On a day-to-day basis, I can decide what gender I am? And back when I was in high school, I wouldn't have gone in a girl's bathroom, but I knew guys that would have. I mean, I was like Pepe Le Pew, though, when I was in high school, folks. I mean, God love women. God's greatest creation, I'll tell you. Can you imagine the perverts, what they're going to do? But the point is that's not even half of it. They're going to let boys go on the girls' baseball teams, everything, and compete against them. It's like Andy Kaufman going to be beating the girls. These people are crazy. Stay with it.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday worldwide broadcast. America, but the rest of the Western world, is in a death struggle against anti-free market, crony capitalist interest that use socialism to collectivize the general population, creating a peasant class. This is the official policy of the Department of Health and Human Services, with the head of it and others calling for Maoist policies. They want a permanent peasant class in America, and they want to replace basic rights of privacy, rights to not be killed in an illegal war. All the basic war crimes that are being committed, all that is ignored now. The right to not have $85 million a month stolen from you and given to foreign offshore banks, and Congress is told that they're not even allowed to know where the money's going, violating the Constitution, common sense, and law. Just thousands of examples we all know of the out-of-control system and the fact that it's illegitimate, and they're rolling the Pentagon out against the people and setting up all this face-scanning surveillance and listening to our phone calls and saying the biggest terror threat is the Tea Party and the Pentagon is preparing for war, and taking the children of casual marijuana smokers, or taking the children of people who give goat's milk to their baby because that's known as the best milk if your child refuses your milk. On and on and on. Just a manifest, predatory, tyrannical government in our face. And instead, the new rights arm, if you're transgendered, the taxpayers should pay so that you can have your genitals removed. Or if you are a beach rat, as you call yourself, you should have a Escalade and eat lobster every day off of people that do work. And it doesn't matter what you do as long as you're a good little collectivist. But we're going to SWAT team people who can't pay their property taxes and take their home. And if they resist, we're going to kill them to make sure that 101 million people can be on welfare, food assistance in this country. Right at 50 million on federal food stamps alone. This is a public plan. They've done it with the American Indians. They've done it with other groups that have been enslaved, making them dependent. It's how you domesticate animals. And it's the Cloward and Piven plan from 1966, officially adopted by Barack Obama, is to have Obamacare come in, bankrupt all the smaller hospitals and HMOs and insurance companies that are creating competition for the big insurance companies, and shut down all the little clinics, make 61% of the doctors are now announcing they're going to retire early. That's Associated Press a few weeks ago. In a national poll, bankrupt that and basically make the entire system fall apart. And then make everyone in the country who was lower middle class go to less than 30 hours a week, 29 hours a week, creating, again, a permanent peasant class under Obamacare that doubles the premiums by 2015, already a 50%+ increase just in 1 year of semi-implementation. Written by the insurance companies. We have a video of Ron Paul breaking that down. I mean, that's a fact. Written by mainly foreign insurance companies to gang rape the economy. If you don't think shutting thousands of power plants down the last 5 years and doubling power prices in many areas of the country isn't shutting things down, if you don't think paying to ship General Motors to China isn't shutting things down quick enough, if you don't think all the regulations and red tape selectively put on small businesses isn't enough to shut things down, if you don't think the federal government violating federal law and not giving contracts to small businesses isn't going to shut things down, if you don't think bringing in 30 million illegals to get welfare so they can subsidize and work for below minimum wage isn't going to bankrupt things and bring you to your knees and collectivize you, then nothing will wake you up. Obama, according to the LA Times, has tripled federal raids on marijuana legal medical doctor dispensaries. Has tripled the number of raids taking people's children. It was on CNN today where they give them hemp oil, proven in major studies to have massive anti-cancer properties. Just savaging everyone, but it's okay because he's black. And if you don't like it, you're a racist. What did Sebelius say 3 days ago? The head of Health and Human Services, he said, if you don't like Obamacare, you're racist. If you don't like foreign banks literally shaking you down, you're a racist. And if you want to be a rodeo clown and make fun of Obama, you're a racist. And they said on MSNBC the other day, I'm insane that fluoride is not put in the water. Now it's not just that fluoride's good for you with the Princeton and Harvard and UT studies and 20 IQ point reductions on average and sevenfold bone cancer increases and leaky gut syndrome and irritable bowel syndrome and hundreds of other cancers increase, on and on and on, thousands of pages, thousands of research documents, 24 of them looked at in the Harvard study. Their answer is to come on there and say, Alex Jones is a liar. There isn't even fluoride in your water. Now drink it and shut up. Shut up and drink it. Gee, Colonel, none of the officers are taking the flu vaccine. I'm the staff sergeant. The guys are asking why we all get sick when we take it. We don't have to take it. Now, do you understand that, staff sergeant? Get out of my face right now! Yeah! You understand how that works, boy? We're going to soft kill you, Staff Sergeant, and the rest of your men. So when you get out of here, we've actuaried it all out in the battle plan. You're going to be so brain damaged and screwed up, you're going to need medical help. And then we're going to take your rights away in that process and declare you mentally ill. Because you're the enemy. Because you're a weapon being spiked, Staff Sergeant. We don't need you anymore. The robots and combat droids and autonomous drones, land, sea, and air, and under the water are all going online. And we've been let in on the winning team, Sergeant. You don't come from West Point. We've been let in on the kill grid plan. Now you understand the real program. Now you understand the soft kill, Sergeant. So you go get in a hole with the rest of your family, and you die. You die for the New World Order. Ask what you can do for the New World Order. You can work while we finish building the technocracy, and then you can die. And we're going to enjoy watching you die. Yeah! You're going to love it, too. Getting a little bit excited here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to Kevin at the next break coming up. Keep him a little bit in the next hour so you can, he can take some phone calls. He really is the preeminent anti-drug war filmmaker. You can get the new film exclusively, American Drug War 2. I'm very honored he came to me so you can have exclusive DVD release. This is stuff's airing on cable, and he's in, very popular, and he's letting us put the DVD out to support us and support the movement. But, you know, I illustrate absurdity by really channeling for you, from my understanding, who the globalists really are. So I hope that you will listen to me, because I'm in pain watching humanity attacked by these scumbag scientific technocrats spiking the food, the water, the air with all of their anthropogenic garbage. And their soft kills, their binary weapons, all of it. It's all a big joke to them to mess with our endocrine system, to mess with our endocrine receptors. They are playing God, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not going to sit here and put up with it anymore. And then meanwhile, oh, look, Israel. This is Live Science, Washington's blog, links through the Supreme Court of Israel and the health minister's press release and the Israeli newspapers. Israel has outlawed water fluoridation, saying that it is forced medication and linked to cancer and lower IQ. So Israel will not be fluoridated. I guess they're bad too, MSNBC. I guess. But what do you want to bet? Just like Europe won't fluoridate and Israel's getting it out. I thought Israel, everybody says, runs everything. Why were they being fluoridated before? Because the same elites over there want their people dumbed down and in a haze as well. Or obsessed with things like this. California becomes first to pass historic transgender law. CBS News, California law lets transgender students choose restrooms and sports teams. And it's going to let girls be on the boys' team, and boys get to be on the girls' team. That's right. So you're a guy with a mustache that weighs 250 pounds that can bench press 300. You're going to get to go be on the girls' softball team or the wrestling team. And you know who all the winners are going to be. Can't beat the boys? Well, become Andy Kaufman. Let's go out to break with an Andy Kaufman clip. You can beat the girls. And if you don't like it, you're a homophobe, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this is all about throwing anything and everything in your face to get rid of any gender. It's not about being tolerant. It's about being intolerant to the original genders. Let's go out with Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm very disappointed about the challenges that I received last week. As some of you might have seen last week, I polished off 4 women in a row, all in 30 seconds each. 30 seconds each.
I challenge Gigi Arnetta and McAdoo to arm wrestling.
I'm going to come back in about a month.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to offer $500. I have so much confidence in myself, I will offer $1,000 to any woman that can beat me
in
this
was hated
in a month.
Because he did this, but if he just said he was transgender,
it'd
be okay.
That,
he wore a blonde wig and a polka dot dress.
Shut up! I'm talking right now!
You shut up, Cotton!
I'm talking right now! I want silence when I say...
I'm transgender! Get out of here! I'm another woman! Get in here and fight me! By the way, the Olympics, they're now saying, is racist.
Okay, now just be quiet!
Because they found the South African runner is really hermaphrodite. Yes, it has testicles.
I will
is a man, folks. But hey, gets to compete. So now all the champions and the women's will be hermaphrodites. Yeah!
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Gentlemen, I apologize that I give you Harvard studies, but fluoride is brain damaging you and your family by design. And I apologize, as MSNBC says, I'm deeply racist with no evidence, that I reported that the Israeli Supreme Court has ruled that they must take the fluoride out because it is a carcinogen and brain damages people. And the source is the Israeli Health Minister's Office press release and Haaretz and Jerusalem Post. So I apologize for that racism. And I'm not being sarcastic. According to MSNBC, that is racism. And it's homophobic that to say that Andy Kaufman should not have been transgender and allowed to wrestle women. I mean, you know, it's the same deal. I mean, it's just madness, folks. They've got us all talking about, you know, one day a guy can come into the girl's bathroom, the next day he can go to the boy's bathroom, or vice versa. It's all just the craziness of the globalists to get us obsessed with all these other side fights while we're all being annihilated by the New World Order. But I want to go to Kevin Booth for the balance of the hour, and we are exclusively the distributor of the DVD, American Drug War II, that gets into it. Kevin, in a nutshell, this is such an important film. In fact, I have a copy of it right here. Wall Street Journal calls it, this film is a game-changing moment for both the film entertainment industry as well as the cannabis industry. And it just exposes what a fraud all this is. But my biggest reason to decriminalize is that I know people all over the place having their kids taken. If they get caught with half a marijuana cigarette, they come take their kids and hand them over to, you know, literal pot-bellied pedophiles who will be convicted coke dealers and stuff. I mean, they are really coming after people that smoke marijuana, and the feds seem to be driving the train. But I guess it is good to take people's kids that smoke pot because Obama's a black president, and you got to do what he says or that's racist. So I guess you support Obama tripling the raids on cannabis dispensaries, right? Because you're not a racist, right, Kevin?
That's correct.
So you do support Obama.
How's it going, Alex?
Good. Hey, wait, what do you think of guys are going to be able to join the girls' wrestling team now?
I'm from Hollywood, baby. I don't talk like this. that Kaufman bit is classic. I love that. That's amazing.
I'm from Tennessee. I don't talk like this from Tennessee.
No, but I mean, don't you want to get...
anybody who could beat me.
Why don't we take a 400-pound kid and then put him in the ring with some girls, let him wrestle him in the high school? I think that's a good idea. Because we want to be tolerant here and let the... We can put a wig on him and a dress. How about the boxing club? We can let the boys beat the girls up because they're really girls too, Kevin.
Now, come on, Alex. I live in West Hollywood now. Don't go crazy.
Kevin, there you go. So you agree with it. There you go. What about putting a wig on Mike Tyson and letting him get in the women's boxing league?
If I could bet on it, sure.
So that might actually be the way he could come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Exhibition fights, Mike Tyson versus women. You'd have to muzzle him, though, because he might bite him. But that's okay. Women get the same rights as Evander Holyfield now. Why don't we put them both in wigs? Say they're both transgender.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Is that what American Drug War is really about?
Yeah, you got it, man. You always throw me for a loop. I'm always ready to come on here, and I'm never ready. It's funny. It's funny, man.
So you are endorsing Mike Tyson entering the heavyweight women's league as a transgender athlete.
I hadn't thought about it until now, but yeah, I'll endorse that, sure.
I think I endorse it as well. Next, I'm going to be a guest on MSNBC. They'll go, now you're talking, Alex. Bring me in.
I've always been curious by those women bodybuilders. They're just kind of, I don't know. It's kind of creepy, and yet it's kind of erotic. I don't know.
Well, Kevin, let's not get into your sexual fantasies here on air, okay? You're a major filmmaker. We're here to talk about that. The point is that those women are obviously taking a bunch of male hormones.
Right.
So they are men, basically.
Yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Did you know when the women take none of those hormones, they actually grow an appendage?
Okay, so I'm not allowed to talk about it, but you can talk about it. I did not know about this appendage, Alex. Tell me about the appendage.
I'm not going to do it. No, I'm just giving medical facts here on air, buddy. All right, let's reset. Go to break. Me and Kevin are old friends. This is not good here on air. Hey, we're going to come back and get serious about the film. This really is serious. They're trying to block the non-THC attributes of hemp. Something that doesn't even get you high, folks. If you smoke 50 pounds of it, blocking that is medical treatments. We're going to talk about it. You can't even grow it in America, but everywhere else in the world. We're going to talk to the cannabis hemp expert, though he himself abstains from it, Kevin Booth. All right, let's just reset and get serious.
Okay.
Because, you know, like with Gary Webb, the hit teams are on the way. A little bit of gallows humor here straight ahead. I'm Bill Hicks, your host. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the beginning, there was light, and it was very bright. It warmed the whole planet, and there were thousands of billions and billions of people born, and all of them lived and flourished. And a lot of them had to leave the inner city to find sanctuary in the outlying areas known as the suburbs. One such boy who grew up in this area was a very bright boy that suffered from an addiction, a terrible affliction. And the only way he could find a balance through his harmonious inner yin and yang, dark and light, positive and negative polarities was an ancient Chinese method known as karate, or ninja warriorship. And his name was, what was it?
Clarence! Your mush is runny and cold to the touch. Now come on!
Be right there, Bob!
And your bachelor party, 1991. Bill Hicks and Kevin Booth. Let's play some more of it, where he sits around with his parents. It's not his new film. Here they are having breakfast. I knew Kevin's
morning,
parents. They're great folks.
Morning, Mom.
Clarence, what's that bandage on your hand? What did you do to your hand, baby?
I think I just slept on it wrong.
Oh, that's a bunch of fluey. He's up there patching that karate.
Well, speaking of karate, I have real high hopes upon becoming a ninja warrior.
Sweet lamb.
No, really, I think it would be a fine career for me.
I wish I was never born to hear the words that are spewing out of my son's mouth at this breakfast table this morning. Good one. First of all, son, there is no market for being a ninja. Look at the index. They're down 0.10% to 20% this year, down 2% from last year.
Good one, Buzz. You tell him the truth, and you tell him loud and clear.
Oh,
first of all, son, I am so disappointed in you, and I'm hurting bad. If my ilk could bleed, they would bleed blood.
And I'll be there to swab them up and blame you, my son.
Blood would spout out of my ears like a plasma sprinkler, and I would water the earth with my own dissatisfaction.
All right, folks. That is not his new film. His last big film aired all over the big cable channels in his award-winning American Drug War I that I consulted on. I did not consult on this one. I think it's even better. The Wall Street Journal called the film a game-changing moment for both the film and entertainment industry, as well as the cannabis industry. And, folks, I'm a serious person, but when I get with old friends and start joking around with comedians, I tend to shift into another mode. And by the way, this is a very serious film, American Drug War II. That's something Kevin made with Bill Hicks back before Bill Hicks was even known as a comedian, obviously an icon of comedy today. But I was shifting gears out of that into American Drug War II, Cannabis Destiny. And I just saw the guys in there watching a clip from Ninja Bachelor Party while we're talking about Andy Kaufman. I'm not only Bill Hicks, folks. I'm actually Andy Kaufman as well. And we are back live. Folks, if you're a new listener, you're going, what are you talking about? It's an online thing that I'm Bill Hicks, and it's comical to us, but also painful to the Hicks family, so we shouldn't joke about it. But very, very interesting. Kevin, we need to get serious and get into the new film, which I think I'm psychologically avoiding because it is so hardcore, and the persecution of people that even use marijuana that doesn't have THC medicinally. But what is the new wrinkle in the I'm Bill Hicks saga?
Okay, well, this guy took our last interview, and he claims that we're doing damage control now for him discovering that you're really Bill Hicks. And he took our last interview, and he plays parts of it backwards, and so it's like a backmasking thing. And so when you play our last interview backwards, we're really, like, admitting all these secret truths about who we really are. And it's funny, too. It's ironic because maybe he is a Bill Hicks fan, obviously. Because Bill actually had a joke about backmasking, and the joke was about if you play New Kids on the Block backwards, it actually sounds good. And I actually did a lot of backmasking just because I was into Jimmy Page and Led Zeppelin, and I was reading a book called Hammer of the Gods when I was producing Marblehead Johnson and Relentless album. And so I always put little like backmasking moments in little places and little secret hidden things. So it's funny that he did that. It's kind of ironic. He's obviously a Bill Hicks fan if he's out there doing this. But I've actually also discovered something new, which would be ultimately ironic, and that was who was born only days after Bill died, who would be, in fact, if anybody can guess this during the duration of the show, who was born just a matter of days after Bill died, who would be the actual ironic thing if Bill was to have been reincarnated as somebody.
Okay, they can send their answers to Real Alex Jones on our Twitter, and guys, bring in at the end of the hour the answers, and I'll go over that. All right, Kevin, let's get serious here.
Okay.
In a nutshell, tell people why American Drug War II is so powerful, and quite frankly, hard to watch. I mean, because it makes me mad, it makes me angry. I know it's all true because I've researched the stuff that's in it. You know, the CPS, all of it, the denying the medical treatment, the harassment. I mean, this is really a powerful film. As the Wall Street Journal called it, it's a game-changing moment for film.
Well, you know, the whole time they've been selling the drug war agenda on everybody, it's all been about trying to protect the children, protect the children, protect the children. And so I thought, like, the best place to take the sequel to the original movie would be to how is the drug war really affecting the children? How is American drug policy, the so-called drug policy, really affecting American children and children all over the world? And, you know, what we see is just like that story that just happened recently in Round Rock where that two-year-old girl was taken away from the parents because they smoked marijuana. And now the little girl was actually murdered by the foster mother. And it just goes on and on from people being denied to use the best medicine.
And by the way, the foster parent dad was a two-time convicted drug dealer.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, and my wife and I, we became foster parents not as some sort of like a stunt for a movie and all that, and people have accused us for that. That's fine. We actually
No, I mean, I've known you 18 years. You've been trying to have a kid.
Yeah, exactly. And so we decided to become fathers. 35,000
Yeah, but you shouldn't even bring up what trolls do. I don't want to give out your private medical info, but you and Trey have gone through hell to try to have a biological baby.
Yeah, we went through the...
That makes me very angry that people would say that, but go ahead.
You know, it's okay. I mean, but, you know, it's expected. So we decided there's 35,000 children here in the foster system in Los Angeles, so we decided to become foster parents. And you know, we were thinking, like, you know what, we won't get a baby. We'll start with somebody older. We're older. We're ready to, you know, have it. And so our first child that came to us was an 11-year-old girl who had been taken away from her mother. Her mother was in prison, various charges. I won't go into that because we're friends with her, and she's back with her mom. Good, really good person. And this little girl is a completely normal little girl, and then all of a sudden they hand us all these prescription drugs, and we find out that we have to give her Adderall in the morning, and we have to give her a powerful barbiturate at night. And she just came directly from a foster home where they did this to all the children. And we're finding out that almost every child, in fact, finding children in the foster system that aren't put on powerful psych meds, ADD medication is that's hard to find. Almost all the children in the foster system are put on powerful pharmaceuticals. And the ironic part, obviously, is that a lot of these children are being removed from their parents because they did drugs, including marijuana. Go figure. I mean, I've sat there in child protective meetings with these people that I'm friends with, and you hear like the thinking that they're going through. Well, we were inside these people's house, and oh, we saw the bong on the coffee table. Child's coming with us. It's like, wow, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you lose your children because you smoke marijuana that's, in every research and statistic, a lot less worse than things like alcohol. And then over 68% nationally of foster kids are on an average of 7 psychotropic drugs. And medical doctors have said, we take healthy kids and they're dead 2 years later. They are killing them. But, Kevin, it's THX-1138. It's Brave New World. They're making all the troops take drugs as well. They want to wreck people's minds.
And the really sad part about it, I mean, the little girl in the movie, we were able to get her off the medication. We had to go through a long process because the thing is that if you just yank the medication, well, first of all, you could be playing with fire on a medical level to just stop the medication or to, like, mess with the cocktail that they give them, much less you could get in trouble and the child would just be taken away from you if you monkey with anything and they're checking on you constantly. But we've since the movie gotten another foster daughter who is 16. And here comes another tricky factor that you have to deal with in all this, and that she doesn't want to stop doing the drugs. She actually likes the drugs, you know. And so sometimes she seems like she's speeding out of her mind, and she's, like, spun as much as, like, anybody I've ever hung out with that's doing speed. And you try to, like, explain it. She understands the movie. She loves the movies. Watched the movie 100 times, living with us. And yet when it comes to, like, well, maybe we should back off of your medication, she's like, no. I love this stuff. You know, it's like, hey, you know, it's, you know, how is this going to turn out 10 years from now?
Well, we caught researchers up in Minnesota, caught the police, and became national news, going and finding young kids on the streets and putting them by the hundreds in just one research case on hard drugs to then have them become dealers for them. So the truth is, the whole system knows this. The government deals the drugs. They run it all. And they run the kids. They take the kids because your child broke their finger at the playground. Doesn't matter, you have witnesses. Or you go to have a baby and they go, oh, we found marijuana in your system. And then they're going to take your kid and put them on deadly antipsychotics that eat their brain. And they love it. They know exactly what they're doing. You're saying the average social worker just doesn't understand it. Well, that's because they were probably brought up the same way.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. It's such a huge, crazy system that you can't, when you get into the system, you find, you know, a lot of people are going, how did you get away with making this movie? You know, I'm surrounded by all these people. It's like such a big, crazy, broken system. There's nobody really to point the finger at. I mean, I'm surrounded by these people, and I could do whatever I wanted. It's not going to stop anything, change anything, or, you know, it's just so big and broken. And
people ask how that'd be a good name of a film, Big and Broken. People, you're like too big to fix. You know, not too big to fail, too big to fix.
I already trademarked it.
Okay, good. But I mean, seriously, Kevin. That's it. People ask, how am I still alive? At a certain point, stuff is so screwed up, and it's been done by design, but it's like a perpetual motion machine, though.
Right.
Once they set this thing going, it's just going to eat society.
Yeah, I mean, you could sit there and be the whistleblower, and all these people are like, yeah, good point. I mean, I've sat in there in meetings with these doctors. And these are intelligent, you know, these are like cool, intelligent people, young, hip, you know, they're not old bureaucratic, you know, dummies. And, you know, look, I'm this guy, I do these lectures and here's my films and here's my message and all these things. And they're, oh, that's really interesting. And then it'll be like, okay, here's her refill for her medication. See you in 2 months.
See, that's what's so invincible about this spirit of not caring. It's beyond evil. It's like they'll even recognize what you're saying, but keep going on with it.
Right.
It's like when I flew back in from England, they said, do you have any drugs on you? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, no. And I go, and you know, the government brings most of them in. And the guy went, yeah, I know that. So what? And I'm like, so it's only bad if I've got them, right? And then I went to the next lady, and she said, your passport's up in a year and a half. Why haven't you redone it? I said, is there anything wrong with me doing that? She goes, I go, you just want to act powerful, don't you? And she just looked at me and went, well, yeah, kind of. I was just like, what? I mean, seriously, that conversation happened.
I believe it. Love those airports.
No, but
I miss going to airports with you, Alex. It's always a treat to go through an airport with Alex Jones.
I guess we have flown together.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
You ought to fly with Ventura. I think I flew with him like the last time he flew. I mean, it was literally like South Park meets Ventura. Women exactly like that. Same voice, same deal. Rubbing in between, you know, grabbing on him. And it went on and on. They were giggling, taking shots. And Ventura, you know, I mean, literally was beyond anger. On the flight over there, once we got to New Orleans, I mean, he was fuming. And he apologized 3 days later because we almost got into it. He almost got into it with other people. And I got why he was mad. I mean, he was totally violated. But see, it's bad that he felt violated, isn't it? He should just give in to it. To women and men knowing full well who he is, rubbing all over him and laughing.
I think the funniest story always was the Joe Rogan story, and people are going to think I'm racist maybe for saying this. It goes along with your theme today.
Oh, MSNBC, absolutely. You're racist.
But the Joe Rogan story, when he was like sitting there at the airport and the guy's like talking to him about Fear Factor. Do people really eat cockroaches? Do you mean all the Fear Factor questions while they're searching him? And then a guy with a giant turban.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. I've seen that exact type of stuff go on. Well, you know, the Saudi Arabians don't have to get searched when they come into the U.S. because they complained.
Yeah, well.
And again, that's some of the real terror group is from there being funded by the government to kill Christians, but that's okay.
I guess it pays to own all the oil.
You know what? I think it's more than that. They're working with the globalists to be able to take over the West. It's all part of a dog and pony show.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The Saudis use the Muslim extremist excuse to enslave their people, but then actively run them. That's the same thing here. They're like, you want to try this? Yeah, we fund these guys. They even think they're doing it for Allah. Then you can enslave all your people. They'll never notice, you know, a few years flip-flopping onto the Tea Party. And they're like, sounds like a good plan. Yes, sir.
And what's interesting, too, is that a lot of this top marijuana research now is actually coming out of Israel. It's kind of a crazy, ironic twist.
That was racist to say the word Israel.
Oh, sorry. You can bleep it out on the
I'm not joking. I was at Barton Springs. There were two Hispanics guy and a white guy there, and they're sitting there in the water, and two of them get out. One white guy, Hispanic guy. I just say this, people know they felt politically like they'd done something wrong as well. So I just, white people. And the Hispanic guy goes, and they were obviously been smoking pot. You can tell they were stoned. They go, man, let's go up to Sunset. Let's get that great Chinese food. Yelling like 20 yards to them, and they go, shh, don't say Chinese. And they were looking around serious. They think people now think the word, like if you say black, it's racist, or white, it's racist. I mean, this is what do you call this, Kevin?
Or Mexican. I've always been taught the word Mexican is the bad word.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the evil word, right? That's the word you're not allowed to use.
Everything's bad.
Although Mexico is a giant country just right over there. Practically see it from here.
That's racist, racist. But the film's not just about that. You get into a child with cancer.
Right.
You follow that. I mean, it's incredible.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, a big part of this, we're trying to tie in, you know, the running theme of the film is children are the ultimate victims of all this. And a huge part of the film is this incredible saga about a little boy named Cash Hyde who's diagnosed when he's 2 years old with a peanut-sized brain tumor. And after having, like, huge radiation and chemo and surgery and all the, like, horrible Western things, he's in a coma for 40 days, hasn't eaten for 40 days. The doctors are telling the parents to make funeral arrangements. And that's when the mother and father start sneaking in this cannabis oil, this highly controversial cannabis oil that's reportedly curing cancer all over the world. And the mother, who's a nurse, she's a registered nurse, so she knows what she's doing. They start putting this stuff into the little boy's feeding tube, and the little boy pops out of the coma. And the doctors and everybody at the hospital are like, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. It was Christmas. They're calling it the Christmas miracle. And in the story, he's like, well, yeah, it's a miracle. It was a miracle of cannabis. And when the hospital staff finds out what they did, that's kind of where our story starts. And it's even like one of my favorite clips in there is when they're on Dr. Drew, and Dr. Drew is kind of like, giving them a stern lecture for going against hospital. Just, I know you're trying to save your child's life, but you should never go against hospital.
Well, you know, the CPS now takes kids if you ask for a second opinion.
Wow. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. There's no end to it. And, you know, it's, you know, we're in the middle of it right now. You know, I mean, Trey and I are, you know, we have another foster daughter right now. And it's a tough road, because once these kids get in the system, for them to, like, be able to adjust. I mean, another problem too that we don't even go into in the movie is that once these kids are in the system, they become so dependent on everything. I mean, we had some foster girls with us a long time ago. They didn't even know how to make a sandwich. They didn't know how to use a microwave.
Stay there. This is the collectivization.
Every day it becomes more clear. Our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep. With all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Just a cop's away. I
want Kevin Booth with us a little bit in the next hour, and then I'm going to get into a bunch of news that I've got to get to on the economy, on the Middle East. I will get to it. Not all the distractions. And then, of course, we will talk to Mike Adams. And I haven't been taking calls the last few days because we've just been so incredibly jam-packed with news. But this Sunday, I pledge to try to take 2 hours of calls. I want to come in, cover a few news items, 2 hours of calls, Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Find station listings at InfoWars.com or free audio feeds and the free podcasts and the free iPhone app and Droid apps at InfoWars.com/show or on the front page of sites like PrisonPlanet.com. And you can get American Drug War 2, what the Wall Street Journal calls a game-changing moment for both film and entertainment industry, as well as the cannabis industry. And I got to be honest with you, I watched this about a month ago and almost had to turn it off because it's so sad. And I'm telling you, folks, because it's real and I have empathy. Anybody who's has any humanity has empathy. This needs to be given to police and CPS workers. This is a powerful truth weapon, folks. And Kevin, I'm very excited. By the way, just briefly, coming up the next hour, Saudi king calls on Arabs to stand with Egypt and to stand with the military because they say there's foreign attempts to destabilize and bring down the nation. That's Saudi Arabia breaking with the West. That's the truth, by the way. And I'm not defending the disgusting Saudi establishment, but they're not one-tenth as evil as the globalists, even though they're part of it. That shows really that Saudi Arabia understands the West did this to try to bring down the whole region into chaos, even, quote, allies. Yeah, they kicked Hosni Mubarak out 3 years ago. So I'm going to be breaking that down. This is a big deal. This could lead to just mega massive geopolitical events. Kevin, going back to American Drug War 2, available at InfoWarsStore.com, where folks can call 888-253-3139 to get it exclusively. Out of the gates discounted, $14.95. But ladies and gentlemen, this is exciting because I've read the reviews. Your last film was great, aired on, what was it, Showtime and a bunch of others. But this one's got even better reviews from what I've seen. I think it is even a more hard-hitting. And even groups that normally you think would attack you, big magazines, conservative groups, Wall Street Journal, have come out and said this really changed their mind. I mean, I think you've hit it out of the park on this one.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, you know, there's just not a lot you could say when you watch the story, and I don't want to, you know, give a spoiler alert to the people out there that haven't seen it yet, and because, you know, I think the first time that you see it is when it really hits you the hardest, and having to edit such a sad, powerful film was an experience all of itself. You know, I mean, after working on this film, I need like a break. I need to go work on some silly stuff. You know, I need to do another Ninja Bachelor Party or something. But yeah, I mean, there's just not a lot you can say when you watch how the things turn out for the children in this movie and like the what happens to the children there's no way you can disprove what happens in this movie. It's not some conspiracy. It's not something that anybody can doubt. There's just not a lot. There's no room for doubt when you watch this film. And it's kind of interesting too that Sanjay Gupta just came out with this special on CNN the other night called Weed, and it's great. I mean, part of it's really great and it's cool that they're bringing it to the forefront, but it almost in a way mirrors American Drug War II, like thematically, and they focus in on a child getting cannabis oil that's having seizures and a lot of other things. They don't get into CPS or foster children, but they get into the research and the things going on with the CBDs and the non-psychoactive effects of all these other marijuana strains.
We'll stay there. We're going to come back. But, I mean, in the InfoWars magazine, we've had, like, hemp oil advertisers. No THC, different plant. And I get calls from, like, good old boy family going, what are you doing promoting marijuana? I mean, the level of ignorance about this is astounding. Stay there. We'll come right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate
we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.